close the door. Okay.
Does one have to wear tzitzis when he's, let's say he's playing basketball, and he's going to get very sweaty. The baguette's going to get very sweaty. He can take it off?
Yeah. And when you put it down, he doesn't have to make it walk again. Because he's not going to share that.
What is the Rav's opinion on this chiyuv or not chiyuv on aliyah?
Okay, what is your opinion on the chiyuv of making aliyah to Eretz Yisrael?
The Ramban says he can make a nice living, a decent living in Eretz Yisrael. Chiyuv Isaac. According to the Rambam, it's not a chiyuv Isaac. But according to the Rambam, it's made it that there is a chiyuv because of the pasuk. The heart is Blisi Avram, Blisi Yitzhak, Blisi Yitzker, the Oretz Esker. So the Sefri says, the Mami Shepulis Kusul Oretz. How can a covenant be established between Akunis Boku and the Chepsi? Wolves. So the Pshat is in respect to Eretz Yisrael. The Blisi is Kusul. Between HaKadosh Baruch Hu on one side and the Knesset Yisrael as one unit, one person, on the other side. That as long as the Israeli people will be loyal to the Shvuah of Avos Blisi Hesker, to be ready to be senefesh themselves, to defend them against terrorists, against barbarians, whether the Hamas terrorists, Arafat terrorists, or they are Turks, you know, or crusaders, you see, so that the Bnei Shalom will keep his promise, even if the Jewish people will not comply with the Bris Reshenim of the Shabbos and Kashas Tavishvach. So it's a hill. If he provided, he can make him disciplined. Not if Chassid Sholem, he has to be proper and collect money at the Kotel. There are many paupers so called at the Kotel who are millionaires, but they are not.
Yeah. Going back to the question before about the Hesach Hadas with tzitzis, if someone takes a nap in the middle of the day and he takes off his tzitzis, you have to make a bracha when he puts it
on? No. Only when he retires. So he intends to when he said that.
Sleeping is not considered Hesach Hadas?
What?
Sleeping is not considered Hesach Hadas?
He doesn't intend to retire. He just wants to take a nap for half an hour.
Is it preferable to keep your tzitzis on in the nap, or you could take it off?
Usually, after munche, I take off the tzitzis because I don't need it for my own. So then if I decide to put it down again, I have to make it work before sunset.
Are the Arba Tanyos considered a Tanyos on Sibor and therefore Hova?
Well, Tanyos Sibor is singularly old. Asor Davis, Shibos of Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av. But Tisha B'Av is distinguished from that of Tanyos. Tisha B'Av is the Tanyos Sibor because of the Takone by the Anshik Neses Akbel. And it's not told in the consent of the Jewish people or not. But can I have a small lodge? Yes. And the Rambam. Because time is. The question is, was on by Shani. The Jews were on the Chuyas to fast on Tisha B'Av or on Hanukkah. On Shani, they had to celebrate as the sausages. So according to Rashi and the Ramban, by Shani they had to celebrate it as the sausage symbol. Except according to the Ramban, all Tanis, they had to observe as Tanis. The Ramban says, Perkei, Milchus Tanis, Halachi Yites, Kolatsei Mesoelu, Asinim Mivatil Mitzamashiach, Leid, Roshim Asinim, Vies Yomtev, Shvim Bey Sosem Simo, Shinem Akiyom HaShem Tzvokis, Des Yisrael, Simo Vi, Des Shvosel Tamos, Simach Nishi, Des Tishuvom, Yisim HaShvi, Tzimgar Lo, Yitzein, Vasiria, Sosem Tehles, Yil Beis Yisroel, Yisosem Yisimcho, Yimiyadim, Tevim, Oemes Vacholim, Ames Vacholim Ab. That's the Rambam says. Rashi Shite, in Rosh Hashanah. Call it saying, you call it Sosem Simcha. So the more you tell it, Ein Sholem. Ein Sholem, so the Rashi says, that there is a Midrash, is Cholet, brings us. There are no decrees, you know, against the Jewish people. It's Chotzu Misanim, Chotzu Emisanim. Yei Sholem. Brings us, Sosem Simcha. So that means, Yeshalem means that Israel is Kifal Asmo. They have an independent state. Not like today, they have an independent state, but at the same time, there is so much pressure by Dume Salem, even by President Clinton, that they should give up, you know, Golan Heights, old Jerusalem, new Jerusalem, and Hebron and Shechem. No, I read in the Idiot Achronot, in Tammuz, I read that when Lady Holbrooke, the Secretary of State, she's a daughter of Shemorim, you know, so she didn't even know that she was Jewish. Then she found out, she said, Mr. Prime Minister, Binyamin Netanyahu, I spoke to President Arafat and he assured me that it would stop out there. So the Prime Minister Binyamin Netanyahu said, Secretary of State, all right, I could not stop the building of roads and homes and farms anymore. And I could stop the sun from shining. Then I said to him, I think you should tell Lady Albright, like in 1921, when the late Rabbi Yitzchak Kain Kuksal, who was chief rabbi of Palestine, it was many, many years before the establishment of the State of Israel in 1948. Rav Kook called up Herbert Samuel, who was very attractive to such an extent that when the Rosh Hashiva of Kamenitz Yeshiva, about Bear Leibowitz, had to come to London to raise money for his yeshiva, which was in a very miserable plight, so he didn't find any other home than the home of Herbert Samuel. there is a humedum, a cholerly pusik, a humor that does not stop, and that the Arab murderers are preparing themselves to perpetrate a pogrom against the students in Shvestan. Please take it. So he said, Chief Rabbi, as long as I am commissioner, you can be sure that such a pogrom will not take place. When it happened, he rang the bell and stretched out his hand. I apologize, Chief Rabbi. It didn't occur to my remotest imagination that human beings can become so bestial to perpetrate pogrom. He said, get out! I cannot shake hands with a state with innocent Jewish blood. I think, Prime Minister, that Benjamin Netanyahu, you are in the ben of the quorum, so you should take a courageous and bold statement and say to Arafat, when he shakes hands with you, to negotiate for more concession. Get out! And when I met with Dr. Joachim Rubinstein, who's a big Talmud Chacham, Yael Kim, every day he gives a shiur in Daf Yomi and the Mishneh Berurah and Shmir Salosh, I said, Tzuru, that Leimenu said, Ma ben Chomi, my father-in-law Esav, and Bailey. But Chomi is Esav. Who was Esav? And this child, a hunter, who caught deers not for the purpose of feeding the flesh, because Daddy Torah was not a chayater, for the purpose of satisfying a sadistic appetite to see an animal in pain. And Bali Yaakov Ishtom, Yeshiv Holi, so that is what he says. He don't say Yeshiv here, because Yeshiv here would imply that Yaakov was a girl in the man, actually. He doesn't use that lingo. In those days, they didn't have killing in Hoshi Shivas as yet, but Yeshiv Holi, he liked to reach out to everybody, all sections of Jewry, Yomo, Kedmo, Negbo, Sofreno, and to Mashpia upon conservative Jews. He didn't have conservative, but he had something else, I don't know the name, but the former rabbis, reconstructionists, there was all kinds of Jewish going to Mashpia. I think Dr. Joachim Rubinstein, he should be proud he was sitting with a yarmulke without a hat, without a tie, like a real Shilmor, not like you, a shekel, like a real Shilmor. So you should tell them that I am going to take a bold approach and insist that every piece of land from Old Jerusalem, New Jerusalem, Hebron and Shechem and Golan Heights should belong to us. And you should tell Lady Albright that you reject fully what you said. Israeli people have to realize that they have enough territory in the United States, in Canada, in South Africa, and Australia, and what the Palestinians have, nothing. They have more territory. The terrain of the Morocco and all kinds of countries. And when I met to Tariq Sharon, who is a Priscilla Huntsman, his mother who was a midwife. And when Menachem Begin was born, he was born as a preach baby. So there is a very great likelihood, even probability, that the baby, if he's not delivered to be Caesarean, would be retarded. So she delivered him to a Caesarean. In those days, you know, I don't know what year it was. Menachem Begin was probably born in 1904. They didn't have all the medications, and he was born vigorous, everybody knows. And when I met, and I also asked Ari Sharon, I said, Rabbi Friedman knows, that on Sunday, a week before Thanksgiving holiday, we are holding a dinner in the Hyatt House in New York. Could you agree to be the guest speaker? So he says, I'll be glad to, or tell your executive director to send me a resume of all the contributions since 1973, when Yeshivas Minsk was founded in Chicago. I told him everything about it. Didn't hide anything.
So he'll be there?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Now, I mean, there will be a special table for all of those here.
Okay.
Any other questions?
There's a Gemara, I think, in UN Sanhedrin that describes how in the time of the Second Base of Mikdash, I think, that they got rid of the Taiva for Avodah Zarah, and it describes that a lion.
Of course, the Anshikness is a veil of prayed that they should be bought, so he didn't become dead, but he became blind. Couldn't see. What could a blind person see? Do.
Right,
Dayan,
so.
Prime Minister Dayan at least, had one eye so he could see more than other people see with 15 eyes. But he couldn't see altogether.
Right, so I think in the Gemara, it says that a lion came down from the Shemayim and they did something to the lion. Is that right?
I don't think I remember.
Someone asked a question regarding if a man goes to the moon. What? He's Jewish.
What? Does he have a Jewish astronaut that goes to the moon?
So, they
asked... Does he have to be Mechadi de Libone?
Right. But now there's a case, there's a man named Scott Wolf who went to outer space. He's Jewish. He's conservative. So with him he brought...
What?
He said there's a Jewish astronaut that went into space now, who's conservative. Scott Wolf, his name is.
And with him he brought a chauffeur and a mezuzah.
I think he was there on Rosh Hashanah.
He was there on Rosh Hashanah.
He went there on Rosh Hashanah. No, he went to space. He was on the Mir, right?
He
went to space on Rosh Hashanah.
So he brought a chauffeur and a mezuzah.
Sure.
Right?
Why a mezuzah?
He was going to be there for more than 30 days.
He stayed less than 30 days.
Yeah, but let's say he's there for more than 30 days.
Okay, but he didn't.
No, but he's still there now. So my question is, does he chayiv in everyday halachos, like tefillin, mincha, you know, shachar?
Everything? Yeah.
But how is he supposed to tell, like, you know, at what time, you know, with the sun and everything?
Except chiddush levani. Only mitzvah.
He's conservative. He's chayiv when he comes back to the earth too. Now he wanted to know about times. Let's just say someone was up there. How would they know about the Zmani Tfila?
The Chaznish and Chil Michal Tuchinsky discussing. He has to figure out at what time it is on Earth at that particular moment.
Below him. I mean, directly below him.
Any other questions?
Okay.
On Shabbos, if one gets if one gets some dirt or lint or dust on their clothes, on their Shabbos clothes?
If it can be removed without water, then he's allowed to do it. But if he has to use water, then there is a melacha of Shabbos.
But you can just brush it off if you
want to? Oh, sure, sure. With a piece of paper, you brush off the way I brush off now.
Is one allowed to rent out wedding halls or like for bar mitzvah from conservative and reform shuls? Aren't you like supporting the conservative and reform cause that
Listen,
way?
The support you take, you should get $50 or $100 or even $500, it does not mean anything when you compare it with the huge sums of money they get from the Federation and from millionaires, billionaires like Pritzker and Crown, you know.
The thing is mutter.
Mutter.
So on Shabbos, if someone, let's say it's raining outside and he takes off his jacket, is he allowed to shake it off and
sure.
Let the water come off?
Sure.
Yeah. It's not a problem of habits.
But you're not allowed to use an umbrella in Shabbos, even my Yom Tikkun, because of air.
So it's not a problem of habits if you're just shaking off?
No, 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 no.
How are you supposed to understand the Sefer Nefesh HaChayim?
Very simple. I went to Nefesh HaChayim many times. And I didn't delve deeply into the mysterious Kabbalah, even though it's not really mysterious. It's nigla. It can be understood without any special gifts.
Let's go through it many times.
One has like a job on Shabbos and they don't get a chance to prepare before Shabbos for that job. Are they allowed to take money for the job that they did on Shabbos?
It has to be nivra in the work he does Erev Shabbos or Mitzvah Shabbos. Let's say you do something Mitzvah Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, so it'll be nivra. If the expenses for the work that he does Erev Shabbos, Mitzvah Shabbos, let's say it's $50, and the work he did in preparing his torches is $100, so he'll get a check of $150.
Any question?
No.
No, you're talking about working like a waiter?
No, like a group leader.
Okay, so let's say they have some kids, they work with kids, they work with young children on Shabbos. But they don't prepare during the week. So they just go in to spend an hour in a shul with a youth group, and they get $25. But they don't do anything. They don't
Shabbos,
do anything. Yeah, they don't get in. They don't work during
Shabbos. They don't do any work.
Let's say they're a leader. They give a class or they help the boys daven.
But
let's say during the week they don't do anything.
So
you can't get any money.
Unless he wants to give him a gift, okay.
So he'll do something.
He'll do something. Well, let me ask this. When you say you're Mavliya, so the work you're doing has to be worth something. In other words, sometimes people spend, they'll go for 5 minutes and move boxes after Shabbos.
And what?
Let's say someone has a job in a shul.
Yeah.
And they're getting $25 to teach children.
When Shabbos?
On Shabbos. Right.
So he can Mavliya if he does work.
During the week.
During the week.
During the week, does it have to be work that's worth real money that they would really pay for?
That's right.
It has to be real work.
That's right.
It just can't be,
I'm a farkish, yes.
By a chazen, so we know that only...
I can tell you.
By a chazen.
Yeah.
So we know that all he has to do is put away two sidurim before Shabbos. Before Shabbos, he's Mavliya that way.
Yes.
Would that be the same?
Okay, so it's all squad. to escape. For me, the more difficult one. I have to use a volcano.
Yeah.
So if I'm doing work for $25, that means I have to do $25 of preparation before Shabbos?
That's right. Yes.
The chazan only has to put away a few sidurim, so he doesn't have to do his whole salary.
You don't know. There is no objective standard. There is a subjective standard. It varies from person to person, whether he's lax, energetic, vigorous, or he's half asleep, you know. Some people are half asleep all the time.
And they get paid.
Was the payment that they have to get for work they have to do before Shabbos, does that go on what basically society considers $25 worth, or what the employer considers $25?
Okay. The money that you, to be mafliya, so if you're going to spend, let's say, an hour on Shabbos doing work, and they're going to give you $25, and you're going to do move some boxes for them, okay, Erev Shabbos.
Yeah.
Does that have to be the kind of work that society would pay you $25 for?
That's right, the society.
The normal rate. The normal rate.
Plus the tips, you know, the society.
Would there be a problem with Bacharim our age working at Chol Moed?
Oh, no, of course not. For me, you're allowed to do anything with the world, with everything. No problem.
Even if it's not the Parnassah, you're still allowed to.
It's okay. It's all right. No problem. Yeah.
What?
How does one know when he's atoned for his sins?
What?
How does one know when they did enough tshuva?
He says, how does a person know when they did enough tshuva? How does a person know when they did enough tshuva?
Search his heart and bring to the foreground all the avayos that he did, and bring to the foreground all the machshavas davis he did. Suppose he had the machshavas tovah of giving $10,000 for each shiva. For no major dom. But it's a person because he doesn't like to keep it. Consciously he wants, but unconsciously he doesn't, or vice versa. So he has to, especially when he retires, to bring to the foreground all his thoughts.
So I could say, like, I did sifos for a week, so I'm probably going to my sins then.
What?
Say, can a person say, listen, I said slichas all week long, I got up early, I said slichas, so then I'm potter, I did my tshuva.
Never mind. One has to be sameah b'chalke on a material level, but not on a spiritual level.
Yeah.
What is the shir of a beged katan v'yotze tzitzis?
Well, the shiur of the talis has to be to mechase rubei shel gufe of the kohen when he's 8 years old. But if you know somewhat about him, you wear a shawl, you know. A shawl. So it's a bachur atole.
What about the talis kata?
The talis kata also has to be either 20 by 20 or 22 by 22. Or 24 by 24. I will write how it's got me that is the biggest shield, 24 by 24. But no one sees the scissors thing now because it's pushed in.
Should you keep your scissors in the pants or out?
You want to keep it out, okay. No one to kiss it when you say Kriyas Shema. But I'm not particular about these things.
When one visits the Kotel, is
what?
The Kotel?
When one goes to the Kotel.
Yes, he has to tell Kriya.
He has to do special things?
Kriya, so I talk Kriya, and I took off the jacket, and I wore his sweater, and I caught the sweater. And then after I left, I threw away the sweater and I put on the jacket.
One is, overlooking Haravadis, not actually there.
What?
If one is
driving in a car in a hotel and they could see Har HaBayis, they're not there, but they could see it. They have a view of Har HaBayis.
Yes,
do they have to
the best thing is to keep it set out.
If they see it, do they have to take Kriya?
Sure. If he has a knife, you know. If he doesn't have a knife, he can do it. Unless he's very eager, I said, he can cut it. I was able to do it. For a shock, now I can't.
When one is tearing Kriya, can he just put on like a t-shirt over his clothes? Even though he's not really wearing it. In other words, it's over his clothes, and it's not really a necessary begging.
No. If he doesn't wear long sleeves, so it's a begging, from here to here. Some melee, then it doesn't require Kriya. But he has long sleeves, so though it's not a begging, he has to tear Kriya.
You can't do Kriya on a t-shirt if it's short sleeves?
No. Yes.
What are the ideas behind Tashlich?
So what is the concept behind Tashlich? Why we do Tashlich?
Well, the Goyen never went Tashlich because he considered it as an excessive symbolism. Why? I mean, he throws away some crumbs and he says it should be, all my sins should be thrown away. That's a very faint symbolism. And the Goyen was especially opposed to Kapos. There are many Goyen, Rav Eigel and Rav Tzvi Goyen, who mentioned the Gemara in Shabbos, if somebody takes the wing of a chicken and he shakes it around his head, so he's able and dark hair. The lab of Hudisagoy applies to two things. One, a hake that is based upon their religion, like putting up a Christmas tree in your doorway. And even if you are a landlord, you're not allowed to put up the Christmas tree, you know, in the room. But if you have a wheelchair, an elevator man, you put it up himself, you're not going to tell him to do it. He does it up ourselves. And then the love of Focus Agoyim applies to any mimic that is based on some superstition, like Wakadaba. Believe in it. And then Sapra Kumi, according to Rav Amiri, is only awesome Rabba. The guy is the base of Gamliel because they are trading in Malchus, so the Chachomim or Matra. It's the guy said, how can the Chachomim or Matra? But the Rambam city is the love of Kisakuri, like the Sapra Kumi, is only Shayach. When the Kavone is to emulate the Goy, like the Roman noblemen out of Gaiwed, they are different, you know, than the common people. So he took a full haircut here, and there they left. But if he doesn't do it for the purpose of emulating, but in order to be able to talk to the Minister of Interior, to alleviate the decrees against the Jewish people, then it's a minus. Yes.
Right.
What is the Rav's opinion on doing as much as you do kaparas with money and chicken?
Yeah, and when the Ramo says the Yeshan Ragulas is kapar, so I heard from Simchazelik, as Simchazelik said, the mimic is based upon the fact the kaporas are given to Noni. When I was in Warsaw, so there was a rebbe who had only 20 tzil, but he was a big tzaddik. So my mother used to send me to deliver him 20 tzils. 20 chassidim, and then not chassidim, just came, you know, to enjoy the chicken, not the knedlach, not the agodis. So, and they gave it to me. So, my father never used kapores. He just gave money. In those days, they didn't have checks, you know. In Warsaw, it's so about 100 zlotys, like, the purchasing power in those days of 100 zlotys is like $100, or even $200, maybe $500, according to the inflation and deflation. And I gave it to him.
So,
didn't shake the kesef like this.
Just gave it.
Yeah.
So don't shake
what?
It.
Yeah. What?
So he wants to know halacha l'maisa. Could he or should he take money and use money for kaparas?
You want to do it? It will satisfy good. Well, don't believe me. Can you say abadaba?
I think there's a pasuk in Yeshayo. I know we said it in sleep, but I think it's in Yeshayo that says like Tashlecha Chatoim B'Tzulos Yom or something.
That's in Yene.
Yono, right? So, isn't that where they learn out Tashlech from? That idea.
That's right.
So what does that pasuk mean?
Another mockery is because the Mezra says that when Avraham was going to slaughter his son Yitzchok, the Sotan appeared to him. And he disguised himself. So, he tried to block his way. But he went right to, so he stood against him. If he turned left, he stood against him. So Avraham Avinu threw down certain things into the river, and then the Sotan disappeared. It's not to be understood literally. It's only to be understood figuratively.
So how are we to understand that pasuk about Tashlech HaChatayim?
That's like the expression in Shoftim. Does it mean literally that the trees went to anoint the king? It means it's a figure of speech. It means the Shvotim went in on it. So he had to.
Should one do a Mayim Acharonim before benching?
We don't. Because of this Shite, that Mayim Acharonim was only Shayach in the days when Melach's Demis, which is a poison. And if you rub without washing your hands, you get a coma, you know. But today we don't have those things, even in healthy soil and in the tropical countries, so then there is no chil of my machine. My father never washed my machine. Reb Chaim never washed my machine. My paternal grandfather, my maternal grandfather, they didn't wash my machine. And the Goyen, however, did wash my machine, because the Goyen said that besides the time that is revealed, every takon of Chazal has a time nista. But we don't follow it.
So you don't have to do it.
What if it's Yodai Mezuhamos? Would there some sheets that thought hold Yodai Mezuhamos if your hands are like very right. Greasy? So you should
because
do my machorna then?
It's because so the hands have to be clean.
So then you should wash.
That's right.
I remember that someone said that that even if we don't have Melech Sodomis,
maybe you should still do it because of the pasuk of these kind of these conditions.
Yes, it's a high risk.
But we don't have to do it.
Okay, he don't need to worry because he don't need to worry. And it's a kone that a chachomim enacted because of sakone. When there is no sakone, like mashkin good. So only the tropical countries. There are snakes, but now you don't find snakes.
You don't have to, but if you want to, you can.
Even though in Chicago, the squirrels like to dip their noses into all the fluids. And many times, squirrels jump into the pot, and they jump on the bed, and So my wife is very sorry. The moment they come in, to close the door, prevent the squirrels from coming in.
If one is very adamant about getting an aliyah at his son's bar mitzvah, and
why is he adamant? He should be happy.
That's the type of person he is. So he's Yisrael, and his son is also Yisrael. So now his son is going to get that Yisrael. Let's say it's on a Monday. So his son is going to get the Yisrael aliyah. Is he allowed to ask the Kohanim to all leave previously? So this way, he'll then be no other Kohanim, and they'll be forced to call up for Yisrael, and he'll take that aliyah.
What is the best way to do the Yadayim? To do it three times each hand, or each to do like a revise,
yeah,
like
three,
one time?
Three times on each hand.
Okay.
Three times. That's by Nekov Vasher and my Yishol Sedai. Four parts, the same thing. The Goyen Shit is, you have to be to Yadayim if you eat an apple that is moist. But we are not so young.
Nowadays, any fruit that you wash, you have to wash your hands before you
eat.
What? Does he want to? So according to the Gaon, does that mean any fruit? If you have an apple that you wash, unless you dry it.
So what is that because? Because it's rubber, or because your hands have to be clean?
He wants to know why. What's the reason for it?
Because when you come to your dying.
So,
and then, if your time becomes tome, you'll have to be made to the time again. You know?
And if one during davening.
Today there is no tome anyway.
So
the Chai Odom says that if somebody touched tefillin, yeah, then the Sude has to watch again. Tefillin or a novi, not a novi on paper, but you know, and he's called a mikile, or a simatere.
If one touches his shoe or his hair during davening, does he have to wash his hair?
What?
If a person touches his shoe, does he have to wash his hands during davening?
In those days, it was dirty from the dust davening, but today it's not dirty, it's very clean.
What about your hair?
The person scratches their hair, or they touch their hair.
No. The hair is not dirty now.
So, will that halacha is like a bottle
of hair? Yes.
Let's say the person was all schwitzed up, they were all sweated up, and they're, you know, they touch it, and it's
not.
Still no.
It's clean.
What are the halachas regarding? Is one allowed to sleep on a yoto?
One allowed to sleep on Yom Tov.
Or Shonmat. Yerushalmi says that when one sleeps on Yom Tov, he sleeps away his master. Unless there's the only alternative to escape from thinking about stocks, then it's a mystery to all the truth.
So it's also
the Sivan Shalom? Right, that's right. You should ask people that. It's Yerushalmi. Why? He wants to know why. What's the idea behind the Yerushalmi that says you can't sleep on Rosh Hashanah? What does it mean that you'll sleep away your mouth?
Simone Mills, that's why he had the sheep's head. And they say, now, for the last 30 years, I couldn't get a sheep's head. But my Talmud, Lisa Paswersky, you know, the fellow, so he comes every Rosh Hashanah to Chicago. He bought a sheep's head in Queens. So, four sheep's heads. So when I used for myself, one I gave to my son Moshe, one to my son Leo, and one I gave away to Rabbi Hesher Eichler. He paid for it $100. And he didn't want to be a beaver. But for 32 years, I used a dog's head. Head, not head.
What if one feels that by sleeping, he'll be able to daven or learn better?
So it's a mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah, even Rosh Hashanah?
That's right. Okay.
Yeah. Akiva.
A chazin or a rav that, works on Rosh Hashanah, he's in shul and he's running the kahal and he's leading the tzibur, is he allowed to sleep on Rosh Hashanah in order to better do his job?
That's right. It's the Tzir HaTzibur.
So if one is not supposed to sleep on Rosh Hashanah, should he be in fear the whole day, or should he be learning the whole day?
He says, so what should the person do when he's not sleeping on Rosh Hashanah? Should they be learning? Should they be thinking?
Say feeling. Rabbi Miller, Tarnation, very good book, Tarnation. Even though I don't agree with him on anything, especially in regard to the Sifis, the criticizing the Sifis so much when Rashi and the Ritva and the Ramban call him Sefer or Rav, Rabbi Yisrael been going to Akeim, so they gave him spirit. So how can you attack them all right with it? I can take them.
If one's eating fish and then meat, are you chayav to use two separate forks, one for the fish and one for the meat?
No. Part of it.
No, because I think there was a minhag to use.
Yeah, because of sakone. But sakone changes from generation to generation. In those days, the doctors did not know what the doctors know today.
After the tekiyos on Rosh Hashanah, is one allowed to blow the shofar, either to practice for the next day?
The next day, yeah.
He can?
Yeah.
But is one just allowed to blow
the
stomp?
The second day
after tekiyos, he can't. No. But on the first day after tekiyos, can one just blow the shofar stomp? Even if he's not practicing?
Not before, yes,
yeah, but
we've seen it.
Privately,
you can't?
Yeah.
Where did the minhag originate to blow tequilas at the end of Yom Kippur?
On Yom Kippur?
Yeah.
Because of the Shema Abod Yerushalayim, Moshiach comes, who blow the Shifa, or she took up the Shifa Godel. Asho doesn't exist now either. I mean, Tzvi is not Asho, not even descendants. But what's Mitzrayim? The Egyptians are not the same Egyptians. So he says, a gem, Eretz Asho refers to Russia, because they are now aided. But still the Pasuk says, in Yen Lechacho B'Kteyash Mai. So the Balatanya says, Lechacho does not only mean in reference to space, but it primarily means you own Lechacho. Because in the heart, in the mind, there is an Ikud Yehudis. And even if somebody is an instrument, but still the Ikud Yehudis in his heart, and if only know how to arouse that faint murmuring whisper of Dushe, we can arouse it and galvanize it into Lavas Kedesh. The trouble is that many Jews, especially the ultra-Orthodox Jews of the Connecticut Detroit Carter, they throw stones and Shabbos against those who drive. So first of all, we have a Machal Shabbos just as much as the second Jews who drive, and then with the biggest Hashem, there are many ignorant Jews who put Orthodox and German who stand on the borderline. When you see that, they come under the influence of Shlomo Zaloni and Yossi Bailey, and they become Apikorsen too. So the biggest Aveira.
Should one sleep in their sukkah on Sukkot?
Why not?
So, maybe because it's dangerous?
Or? I'll tell you. Until I was 50 years old, I always slept on the sukkah. I put a mattress on the table and two pillows, and I covered myself with a blanket, and I slept without Tylenol. Today I can fall asleep if I don't take two Tylenol. You advertise it so much.
Obviously, one can't do tshuva for Chilul Hashem, but if one violates the idea of Chilul Hashem, how should one go back home?
How does he violate? There are two kinds of Chilul Hashem. There is one kind of Chilul Hashem that applies to everybody, and there is another kind of Chilul Hashem that applies only to Gdelim. Eichad Omer Chilul Hashem v'imor sed yimei. Omar Rav, he in some Gine, Abames, Beloit, Film, Beloit. Today, Noah, the Chaznish, did not keep the film the whole day. My grandfather, Rebbe Lepuzhener, kept on the film in the towers till after midnight. Rav Chaim, right after Shachris, he took off the film, so he had no film to hold. And he sat down to learn, and then he watched. In Yeshiva of Aroshim, so then it seemed he did not keep the film old. But Avraham Yitzchak on Zakatir and Cook, he said, kept the film old and taught. So then it seemed gave him special permission. The other boys who also wanted to keep on the film. So then the Nitzit did not get permission. So the other boys, there are many hospitals, you know, in Valozhin, activists, you know, activists. So they said, they sent a delegation to Nitzit and said, you don't understand, why did you give Cook the permission? And the other boys who are just as big daily as in Tzaddikim, as Cook, he didn't tell me. So Yitzchak said, because Rav Cook is not only Godel and the Tzaddik, but Yosha, and the other daily are Tzaddikim, daily, but that is all. Go! So I didn't tell me. So there's a difference between being the Tzaddik and being the Yosha. Tzaddik means his form. He was a kapote, a gartel, and he puts his hand beneath the gartel. Yosha means consistent, full conformity between the chavis halbavis and chavis tibavim, full conformity between binorim chaverim or memokim, not like some chassidim who, as I read in the, it was in the New York Times and the Chicago Tribune, that a certain chassid distributed where in Mexico, I think, cocaine, you know, and he made $500,000. So then his attorney said he didn't even know it's cocaine.
So let's say we're referring to the type of Chil Hashem where like someone gives Goyim a negative view about Jews.
What? Where's his time? And says negative, talks negative about Jews.
So he does something to in front of a guy. Now the guy will think badly about Jews.
There's a real Chil Hashem for everybody. If, let's say, he deceives him, he gives him, let's say, he's supposed to give him $2 change, and by mistake he gives him $10 change. He's the biggest Chil Hashem.
So if one performs that Chil Hashem, obviously, you know, only kapara is misa, but what should, how should he go about conducting himself?
So Rabbi Lehi said he's accurate, that he has to do the things that I substitute for misa. That's stoke, and nus hasodim, and also if, let's say, he was machshelis a rabbi, or he stole money, you know, from certain people, and he doesn't even know, remember the names, so he should build parks, hospitals, if he's rich. So that particular thing will also benefit.
Is there any way to, like, reverse the Chil Hashem that you did? Like, let's say you gave a guy a negative view about Judaism, right? If you go then go to him and maybe try to, you know, make
but things suppose up. Suppose he doesn't even remember the names. The identity of those goyim.
Let me say, let's say you know the guy. Let's say a guy came by and he didn't act nicely, and then the guy walks and says, "Ah, look at these yeshiva bachrim, and then they're, this is Torah, this is Yiddishkeit, this is Judaism." So he gets, you know, a negative impression. So the question is, that's I think what he's asking. So what can one do to correct the situation?
You should go to that guy and say, "I'm sorry. I acted like a fool. Now I'm older, I'm wiser, smarter."
Let's say you cannot go back to the guy. It's not possible. Then what happened to
you? So you should be on the other guy. Let's say, if everybody gives a poor only a goy, let's say, whether he should give at least $2.
So only that's a goy?
What?
So
any goy. Black, Puerto Rican, whatever it is.
Should one wash negelwasser after he goes to the bathroom? Should he wash?
Of course, before he said that to Yotza, he has to pour water 3 times on his right hand and his left hand.
Until the wrist?
Until the ear.
We know the halacha by Netilas Yadayim, you know, when someone washes, then he should say the bracha, and then he should dry his hands.
That's right.
So if someone already dried his hands, does he have to wash again, or should he just say the bracha?
He can say the bracha, as long as he was not going to say Adash.
What should somebody do if they think there's some Shal Rosh
and Shal Yad? If a person by mistake takes out the Tefillin Shal Rosh before the Tefillin Shal Yad, what should
nothing,
he do?
Nothing.
So what should he do? Put it back and
no,
put it
no,
on?
No, no, no.
Put on the Shal Rosh first?
No, you put on
the Shal Rosh, okay.
Now we'll be kidding you, Shal Rosh.
Is
there
a
is one allowed to look in a mirror or a reflection of some sort while he's davening?
Why? A person allowed to daven if there's a mirror in front of him and he can look in the mirror.
So what's wrong with it? Mm-hmm. You see his image or what?
It looks like you're bowing down, like if you bow down with your answer, but you're looking at yourself.
What?
Is it so? Is it like you? He wants to know. It's like you're bowing down to your own image.
There is no idol. There is no tzelem.
Is one allowed to paint a portrait of a person?
Okay, a person allowed to paint a picture of a person?
As long as it's two dimensional, it's mutar. Only three dimensional, like architectural.
The
whole goof and the skull appeared. Yes, and even the whole goof and skull appeared there, but 1 year is removed, so then there's no reason. In my bathroom, we had many images, so I just cut off the nose 1 year. You should see my bathroom in Chicago. It's beautiful. It's like a museum.
We know halacha by tefillin that if you take off your tefillin for some reason, you have to say a bracha when you put them back on, right? Like if you go to the bathroom,
you take off the tefillin,
and then when you come back, you say a bracha.
You don't have to still repeat the bracha because you're not going to say a das. It's like if the Torah falls down unintentionally, and then you pick it up, you don't have to say it wrong.
Let's say someone accidentally, like, if you throw it down, it was over, and he took off his phone.
So he don't have to say it wrong again.
No, but he was made to see it fast. Your case is, he put it away, he's finished with his phone. That's your case.
Then he has to say it wrong.
Certain chess pieces have like a little salem on top of the king. Is it a fear to take them off?
I have to see. I have to get a chess. In the game of chess.
Yeah, that's not.
The cross.
There are certain people who refuse to write it close.
You said, I remember hearing somewhere that the reason that the circus when it's hot and nice weather.
I can't hear you.
You said that the reason that we don't have circus when it's really nice out is because other people might see us and say,
the reason we don't have circus.
Why it's not in springtime?
Also, the Torah says, because in springtime, it wouldn't manifest that we are celebrating Nisan, because the natural thing, Goyim also sit and sit. But in autumn, when Goyim don't sit, because it's cold, windy, and it might start raining, then it manifests that we do it exclusively because of the Nisan.
None.
Yes, sure. Let me see, I guess.